Hello, everybody. This is Allison. Melissa Mednick is with us. She is our program administrator and a tremendous resource. If at the end of this call and all your thinking and cogitating and reading, et cetera, you still need assistance in figuring out what's right for you, Melissa is available to you. And I'll give out her email address towards the end of the call. That's pretty easy. It's melissa@understandmen.com. So first of all, welcome to the Q&A about the 2017 Mastery and Certification Program. This is our first conversation about next year's course with other than the existing participants. And the way that this works, because it is a Q&A, it's your opportunity to ask what you need to know to figure out how this works and how it would work for you. And there's no such thing as a stupid question. I promise, even if it's written on the website, exactly the answer, I won't make you wrong or make fun of you for that. I know not everyone learns or absorbs by reading. And just as not everyone learns or absorbs by being auditory, which is why for the first time in 2017 we're actually going to have edited transcripts available in a limited way in Mastery for the participants in the full Mastery program. So if you have a question, if you would go ahead and press 1 on your keypad. If you're not familiar with the Maestro system, this is what we use for our Mastery and Certification program. It allows us to have a quiet classroom and allows people to indicate when they have something that they want to say or that they need. So if you would press 1 on your phone keypad, that should have it show up on what's called the dashboard. I should be able to see your hand up, and then I can give you the microphone to ask your question. Now, it is common for people to come onto a Q&A without a question. They listen to the answers to other people's questions and end up getting what they need, and that's fine too. You don't have to have a question. Now, for right now, no one has pushed a button, which makes me question whether the system's working. Could you all press 4 so I can make sure that it's actually working? I promise I won't call on you just because you do that. Ah, it is working. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. All right, so having done that, wow, and it's working for everyone. That's good to know. So let me set this up a little bit different. Trina, I see your hand. Terrific. I'll be with you in a moment. If you don't have a specific question, you also could just have a part of the program that you'd like me to say more about. You don't have to know what your question is. Just, could you talk more about this part, or could you talk more about this, or could you tell us more about this? That's also completely fine. Could you give more detail of this? Could you give an example about that? I'm fine to go at it any way that your mind works. So Trina, I'm going to go ahead and give you the microphone, and nobody else has their hand up yet, so maybe you will stimulate them. Hi, Trina.
Oh, hi.
Hi, where are you calling from?
Answering. I'm calling from Utah.
Awesome.
From Utah. I'm down in St. George, about 2 hours away from Vegas.
I know St. George.
Yes, beautiful
Gorgeous place.
Yeah. Yeah. So one of the questions I have is I'm interested in doing the certification for to be able to teach it on my own. So not the coaching one, but I'm trying to remember how you clarify that one. The professional, yes. So the question I have is, it says, you know, we will pick a topic series. So if I pick empowering women, is it possible to do more than one series at a time? And if so, what is the additional cost to, say, adding empowering men to your series?
Okay. The first thing is that, yes, it is possible to do more than one series, and it's actually fairly common. It's common for people to do two. Occasionally people do three. And we've had one person do four. And she was a mom and a full-time student at PAX as a result of it. So there's a couple things I can tell you about this. And let me get the answer to your specific question about the additional cost. You'd think I had these things memorized, but I don't. So if you look at the registration pages, it has, after you've picked the topic you want to register for, it says primary registration for professional certification, and then it says the first topic. So that has the price of the first topic, which is $9,395. And then if you scroll down, it says additional topics. So additional topics are $3,000 less than the regular topics because you can't have more than one body in the training weekends. So the cost of the training weekends themselves is deducted from the certification price because you're already going to be there under your first topic.
Okay, yeah.
We're not going to charge you again. Okay? So that's a $3,000 difference between those two. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. In fact, I did never found that page. So now I'm on that page, and that gives me a lot of information, so I appreciate that.
Good. Now, a couple things about doing a second topic. Like I said, many people have done it. It's pretty common. And some people do it very successfully, and I would say fruitfully, because the topics complement each other. And there are places where you can combine both your research and your teaching so that your time isn't twice as much. Your time might be half again as much.
Oh, okay. Right?
So you're, instead of having an hour-long teaching on your Empowering Women topic, you schedule your teaching for an hour and a half, and you do both your Empowering Women and your Empowering Men topic for that cycle.
Oh, okay. Okay,
that
works.
Yeah, it works really well. Now, you also can simultaneously research. So you can have a research appointment with someone, and you first ask them your Empowering Women topics, and then you ask them your questions about the topic you're working on Empowering Women, and then you ask them questions about the topic in Empowering Men. And what that saves, not necessarily time, because you may spend twice as much time with that person, but it saves you scheduling kind of effort, right? You don't have to get two different people.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So that can help.
Sense.
Yeah.
Great.
Now, the other thing that affects what it's like for you to do more than one, there's several things. One is when you have two topics, you start to find interesting ways to combine them. You find interesting ways to teach them not as two separate topics. You're merging them, given your own expertise and given your own audience. You actually merge topics when you're teaching your audiences. And that's a totally fine thing to do. It can be really, really fun. We encourage people to teach the topics the way that they intend to teach the topics. So for therapists to go ahead and use them the way that they want to. I have two other things I have to tell you. But you can merge them and combine them and do all kinds of snazzy stuff when you're teaching people. The problem is that when you do your demonstration calls, they have to be entirely separate.
Okay. So you got to be able to do them.
You got to be able to
separately
to that one. Yes. So if you mix them together, you got to take the cookie dough and separate it back out into its separate parts.
Okay. That
when you do your
sense.
demonstration call, because you'll be evaluated by two completely different trainers on your ability to do that topic.
Awesome.
So for that reason, some people like to keep it separate. Like they have a group there for an hour and a half. They do the first 45 minutes on the first topic and the second 45 minutes on the other topic.
Okay.
And then they're training themselves to be successful in a demonstration call.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Perfect.
Can I tell you one last
thing?
Thank
you. Yes, please.
Because I just want to make sure you have all the relevant information. So because of what we have developed at PAX, the license agreements for professional certification are not equal. So what that means, for example, is in the Empowering Women topic, and we posted the license agreements there under each topic so you can read them. In the Empowering Women topic, you are licensed to create your own live in-person programs. So you can create your own workshops and deliver them.
Mm-hmm.
You're not licensed to do things in other medium. Like you're not licensed to do webinars. You're not licensed to do podcasts. You're not licensed to write books. It's more limited. And the reason that it's more limited is because in those other areas, you would keep running into, we're already doing something. And so we're not licensing you to do it. Now, Empowering Men, which covers topics that exist in a lot of diverse places or have never been published at all, that license says that you can create anything in any format now existing or in the future as long as it doesn't conflict with something that PAX has created.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the permission is huge. In Empowering Men and in Intentional Dating, the permission is, it's basically unlimited. You just have to check with us. I'm about to do a podcast series on dating for women over 40. Are you guys doing that? No, we're not, and are not planning on it. You go for it.
Okay.
Can you see the difference? Whereas because we're moving, let me see if I can give you a little bit of background on this, and sorry for everybody, this is too much detail. We're moving our Queen's Code curriculum onto the Internet. We're going to have very few live Queen's Code workshops. And we know that some people need to interact with stuff live. That's their learning style. So, for example, from the Empowering Women certification, you can create a live workshop that duplicates what we teach in our Understanding Women workshop, right, the Queen's Code Challenge. And we're fine with that. In fact, we want you to do that, so that the people who need this material live have you to provide it.
Okay,
so that's a little bit tricky thing with the ones that you're combining, is you would have much bigger permissions with Empowering Men than you would with Empowering Women, and you'd be on your honor to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to give you one last thing.
Okay.
I've been dealing with this for a really long time. So let's say that you are doing a podcast. Let's say you're doing a teleclass. You're doing a teleclass on your Empowering Women topics that you're certified in. And so, of course, you can do a teleclass. And somebody asks a question that the answer is actually not an Empowering Men answer. The answer is an Empowering Women answer. Then what do you do? In integrity, you're going to want to be in integrity, and you're going to want to take care of people, and we're going to want you to. So you would say something like, I'm not authorized to teach that information in this format. I can tell you where to get your answer. I'm doing this workshop here in this place. You can go to PAX and do Understanding Women, their on-demand program. I highly recommend it. To get you started, it's not what you think it is. It's actually in the area of how is a woman listening to you.
Okay.
And then that's how you would take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is pretty funny, actually, Trina. I'm getting a kick out of it. Because what I'm telling you right now, like that last piece of advice, how do you reconcile this, is part of what the last 2 days of certification are about empowering you to have a business and transformation, to be in partnership with PACS, to be empowered to be successful and to be in integrity, and for us to support you and be thrilled by what you're doing. And that's what those last 2 days are all about, the ones that don't happen until March of 2018.
Okay. I actually have a question on that one as well. If you want to, I know I read somewhere, I'm not pulling it up right now, but I read somewhere that so you have the, it's Friday through Sunday that is for the coaching intensive, but then it's Monday and Tuesday for the certification intensive. Are you able to do both if you wanted to? And if so, what would the additional cost of that be?
The answer is yes, you can do both. People who register for coaching certification, it's part of their tuition, just as the two-day professional training is already part of your tuition. You can register for the coaching intensive at the end of the year in professional certification. It's $1,000 to add the coaching intensive.
Okay.
And a lot of people actually are doing that, and they do it because they want to learn how to coach the way that we coach so they can incorporate it in their business. And for some of them, depending on their topic, become eligible to be hired by PACS. So to be both their own professional and be a coach at PACS. So it's quite common.
Okay. Okay, awesome. Great.
Does that give you everything you need?
I think so. I mean, if nobody else has asked a question, I'll push it a little bit further with what I'm wanting to do with the professional certification is be able to I do personal mentoring, and so I would be free in my personal mentoring. Let's just say I only do empowering women for right now, since that one's the one that has a little more limitations on what you can share, or
what
avenue you can share.
In your personal mentoring?
I mean, like with the empowering women, I would be able to share as far as with my personal mentoring, one-on-one, anything that I learned during that. I don't have any restrictions. It's only if I have like a teleclass that it's going to go out among people or webinars
very good.
Or podcasts.
Like, could you do personal mentoring over the telephone with your empowering women information?
Yes.
That's what you're asking? Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, yep. You just don't want an avenue online, say I'm on YouTube and I'm teaching this to a broad spectrum of people, not just my own personal clientele?
Yes. At this
point,
yes. I can envision a time, and it's again, we consider our master graduates to be our partners. So I always encourage you to ask.
Okay.
So what's your specialty, Trina?
Relationships. Yeah.
Okay.
Marriage.
Within relationships.
Specifically marriage.
Specifically marriage. And within marriage?
The Queen's Code resonated so greatly with me. So it's basically that, unfortunately, fortunately, I have read everything you've put out there or listened to it.
Uh-huh.
And I have just embraced how we just see men completely wrong. And I've embraced that we are two different species completely, and we have to learn each other's language to communicate. And I just see among myself, my friends, how women create havoc in their relationships.
Yes, they do. Okay, I'm going to interrupt a second because I think I have another hand up. Amy, if you want to ask a question, if you could change your 4 to a 1, just press 1, then I would know it wasn't an accident. I was talking to Amy for a second. Anybody, if you have a question, please press 1 on your keypad and I'll be right with you. Great, I'm seeing you. Yay! Okay, so I do have other questions. So I'm going to cut to the chase on this, Trina. Let's say that you developed material through your personal mentoring where you found that you have a gift for helping couples who have blended families. So they brought stepchildren together, and you have this gift of helping them reconcile everything that that causes, and you now want to do a webinar program for blended families.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. So you send me an email and say, I want an exception to my license agreement to do this internet program for this specific audience. I would be thrilled. You know, you want to do it in Chinese. You want to do it in Latvian. You want to do it, like, there are languages I am never going to exist in. If somebody wants to do something in Russian, yay, you're going to do it in Russian. So the license is very specific and enforceable, and ask. We encourage people to ask. So if what someone wants to do is already clearly the license is like, no, that's not going to allow for that because it's not specific. You just want to duplicate PAX's information in the world without any specializing, then certification probably isn't for you in the first place because it's about evolving information. It's about customizing it to particular audiences. That's why we have the program. Does that make sense?
Perfect. Yep, it does. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm excited. We're going to have so much fun.
We are. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, Amy, I'm going to give you the microphone, and then Roxanne and Kelly. Amy, where are you calling from?
Hi. Well, I'm calling from Texas. Yeah.
Yay, Texas.
Yay, Texas. But I am calling because I am, like, kind of confused. I'm still trying to get all my prerequisites done. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm leaving Thursday for San Diego. I'm doing the program there, Queens Code for Relationships. I'm scheduled in, February for
Amy,
Dance
can
for
I interrupt you in a second?
So,
hold on a second.
Yeah.
Amy, I got to interrupt you a second to be able to answer your question
right.
What are you looking at doing in mastery? What's your course's, what's your topic, and what's your purpose?
What I want to do is I wanted to do the mastery program in Healing with Liberty. You know, basically in
honor.
More of a, with honor, exactly.
Okay.
And I'm still trying to figure out all the prerequisites to get finished with that to be able to start, I believe, in April. And it starts in April, the mastery program. Is that right? Am I right in that?
Okay. All right, hold on. I gotta sort it out right here, and I'm very sorry to give you bad news.
Okay.
We are not doing the Liberty with Honor series in 2017.
Okay. Well, the other one that
go ahead.
Okay. So which one of the 2017s would that be the partnership? Would that be more in that aspect of where I'm wanting to go? Because I'm a little confused on where I'm wanting to go. Let me back up and tell you a little bit about what I do. I actually work with an organization called Valiant Heart. We work called You Are Cherished. And what we do is we help women who are coming out of the sex industry, who were basically brought in as youngsters. Most of them were runaway kids. They got into prostitution. They got into strip clubs. We are there to help these women who are wanting to get out of this lifestyle to, mentor them and help them get back into society because, they've been doing this since they were 13, 14 years old. They don't have any skills. And they also come with very emotional backgrounds. Those are the types of women that we mentor and try to help because, even dating, they don't know how to date. You know what I mean? It's like getting their entire life back together, to be a normal
Very
human
clear.
Being again.
Yes. Very clear.
Yeah.
Okay. So a couple of things. One is the Heart of Partnership mm-hmm. is it's advanced. It's extremely advanced. And I think eventually it would serve the audience you're talking about. But to begin with, it would be like trying to do calculus when you need addition and subtraction. Okay?
Okay.
So two that would apply to what you're talking about, and I can tell you the different reasons. And I could tell you based on what you said so far, if I had it all my way, what I would have you do. Okay?
Okay. All right. So, okay. Well, I need somebody to kind of guide me in this area because I'm not real sure where I need to go.
Not a problem. So intentional dating addresses the kind of, I'm going to use this word loosely, the kind of crazy that everybody is about dating.
Exactly.
So all of our dating is directed by very primitive human instincts. And it prevents us from honoring ourselves. It prevents us from honoring others. It prevents us from ending up happy and fulfilled and true to who we are and in relationships where we're getting what we're needing, what we need, and we can provide for someone else what they need. So how we date doesn't work. So intentional dating was originally sourced from the in sync with the opposite sex material. So have you listened to that?
I have. I've listened to all of those.
Okay, good. So if you're in love with the in sync material and you imagine yourself getting to teach that in different ways, that would be a good place to start with. Right? It's about being very thoughtful. It's about catching your instincts. And you can read the 8 different topics on the website. Now, if I had it all my way based on what you said, I would do empowering men. And the reason why I would provide empowering men, for the women you're talking about is because given what's happened in their lives, they have a particular perspective on men, a particular a narrow view of men in what I would call a transactional relationship. Okay, so it's a transaction, right? So legitimate transaction. They have a need. They trade money to get their need met. Some of them are jerks about it. Some of them are amazing about it. But it just because it's a transaction, it gives a skewed view of what a man is. And it gives a skewed view of what a man wants to provide for a woman.
Okay,
so I would suggest the empowering men topic because it would give your audience a broader and deeper understanding of the complexity of a man.
Right.
Just as all women need a better understanding of who a man is and how do you empower him, which is ultimately what a man is looking for in any kind of partner, a romantic partner, a business partner, from his mother, his sisters, his friends. He's looking to be empowered. And it's not empowered like give me. It's the way that a man is empowered by when he's honored in what he's allowed to give others. So if I could only pick one topic, I would pick empowering men. If you had space for two topics, which means a lot of work, you'd want to have a spare 12 hours a week at least, if not more.
Yes.
Then I would do empowering men and intentional dating.
Okay.
Now,
I'm committed to doing this full time right now. So,
you committed to doing it full time?
I'm committed to getting this done full time. So, I've already done every book, cassette, the CD. I've read them all. I've got notes off the wazoo that I have already done myself. I'm kind of a sponge. I'm just absorbing this all. And I don't have a problem doing the two. In fact, those are the two that probably, resonate with me the most, as far as that, as far as what I want to help people with.
Okay.
You know. So I kind of in agreement. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's cool. Now, let me clear up your question about your prerequisites.
Okay.
Because you have some assumptions that are inaccurate.
Okay.
Okay. So you're traveling to San Diego this weekend for Queen's Code for Relationships?
I am.
Yes? Okay. I recommend that program for your larger understanding, and I recommend that program for your own healing and transformation. It is not required.
Okay.
It's not required for any of the Mastery series.
Okay.
Okay. So that's not a prerequisite.
All right.
What is a prerequisite is you'll need to, which obviously you already did, the Queen's Code workshop.
I did. Mm-hmm.
And you'll need to do the Queen's Code for Life. Have you done the Queen's Code
for
Life?
Yeah, I've done those. I have.
Okay. So for the Empowering Men series, and you already listened to NSYNC. Did you listen to The Amazing Development of Men?
I have.
The long one?
I've done all of them, the Celebrate.
Okay.
I've done every CD that you have.
Okay, I'm just checking. Did you read or listen to Keys of the Kingdom?
I did.
Amy, did you read or listen to Keys of the Kingdom?
I have.
Okay, and you read the Queen's Code book?
I did.
Okay, so you have already completed the prerequisites for Empowering Men.
Okay.
You don't have to do anymore. And then let me just double-check here. And they're the same prerequisites for intentional dating. So you have already fulfilled your prerequisites.
Okay. All right,
that's good.
So basically, all I need to do is register now for the Mastery program since I've already done everything that was prerequisite. Okay. I mean, I've still got some other classes to work out.
People are allowed to register for the program without completing the prerequisites as long as they are registering for the prerequisite at the same time. They don't have to wait until they're done in order to register because then they might lose their spot. Mm-hmm. It might be sold out. But you're good to go.
Okay. Because, I mean, right now I'm registered, you know, for several other ones too, you know, the Dance of Partnerships and all of those.
Oh, perfect. You will love dance.
Yeah.
And that would set you up if you wanted to do, if you wanted to go forward with that, if you want to be crazy and do three topics at the same time, Heart of Partnership is the prerequisite for that.
Mm-hmm. And you said
I'm going to
Heart
say
of
something about
the
doing it, though, okay? Heart of Partnership is quite advanced, and you're going to – you'll love that material. But this is the thing about it. What I see with people who do more topic series is that they tend to teach less.
Because
they have to research, they have to turn in their journal, they have to do their demo calls, and if they get pinched on time, they teach fewer people. And
it's in the teaching
of the material that not only do you develop, but it's the contribution you wanted to make in the first place.
Right.
So I would rather you had two topics and you taught your booty off and made a difference you wanted to make in the world than that you spend your time studying the third topic.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, that's something I can maybe do on my own just as research. I mean, because I that's one of my biggest things, too, is I love research.
Okay. Well, in that case, you could do Heart of Partnership as a personal mastery series.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to turn anything in. You don't have to teach.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do demos. You can just absorb the information. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much. Okay. Do you have what you need now?
I think I do. And that clears up a whole lot for me because I was, like, worried I still had other prerequisites that I needed to complete.
Nope. Not for the program.
Okay.
For yourself,
it's good, but
not for the program. All right,
awesome.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Awesome. Sounds great. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, and then Roxanne, you have the microphone, and Kelly, I promise, and Ginger, I see you, and I'm hoping to get there, and I think Trina has a follow-up question, so let's see what I can do. I want to get you guys what you need to make these decisions, the big decisions. So Roxanne, you have the microphone.
Sure. Hi, Allison. Thanks. I have two questions. I'm in hunting mode, so I'll try to get straight to the point, and I'll start with the first question, which is a little bit easier. So my first question is, if I sign up for the coaching certification, and in the middle of it, I decide I want to do the professional certification, is there a way to do that?
Yes, there is. You can sign up for coaching certification during the main year of mastery, which is actually 10 months, April to January. The difference between coaching and professional certification is that if you're in coaching certification, then what you do is you teach on the phone one-on-one so that you're preparing yourself to be a coach, because that's how we do it, is on the phone one-on-one. If you're in professional certification, then you teach in the environment that you intend to teach in, and you actually can just include it in what you're already doing. You can charge for it in your therapy sessions. You act like a professional from the very beginning. So if you think you want to do professional, then I'd recommend you do professional. Otherwise, what happens is you'll be pursuing it in coaching, which means you'll still learn it, you'll still research it, you'll still teach it, but in a different environment. And then when you switch over to professional, we'll encourage you, okay, now expand how you're teaching this to the way that you intend to. But you can do that. You can, we call it upgrade, but you can do that. You can switch or you can add it. Most people add professional to coaching rather than switch to professional from coaching.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. What was your second question?
Sure. So basically, I'm trying to, outside of which type of certification to pursue, I'm trying to figure out which topic to pursue. I am not at a point where I have extra time to do two. I prefer to do one well and do it within the boundaries of my life. So I'm trying to decide between understanding men and understanding women. From a corporate standpoint, I am an executive, and the majority of the people that I work with are men. And so I actually think that being able to learn the material and to apply it at work would be very beneficial, and then also to be able to teach it to women, because my ultimate goal is to become a patch transformational presenter. I just want you to know, hi, my name's Roxanne, and I want to join your team because I think you're awesome. That's kind of where I'm at, and I'm trying to understand, is it men or women that I should go to?
Oh, very good. Okay. If what you wanted to do was teach the men that you work with how to understand what the heck is going on with women and to bring out the best in women, then you do the Empowering Women series. If you wanted to teach women how to work more successfully and effectively with men and bring out the men, that bring out the best in the men, you would do the Empowering Men series. If you wanted to teach women what they do naturally, depending on if they're hunting or gathering, so that they can be more effective with themselves and with other women, and have a sense of maybe the problems they're causing with men, then you would do the Empowering Women series. So it just really depends on who do you want to contribute to, and what do you want to contribute to them?
Okay.
Does that help at all? Do you want to do a follow-up to that?
It does help. I just need to really think through what's important to me and the application for it, because I feel like in corporate America, if I can help women understand men better, then they can be more effective and we can see more women leaders in the executive ranks. So I feel like that would empower women.
Yes. It's actually a really good point, Roxanne, because one of the topics in the Empowering Men series has to do with what has men trust and feel confident in and want to have women on their team and promote them and put them in positions of a great deal of accountability. And because there's something that women do that keeps telling men that they should not do that. It's a topic on etiquette. Women don't understand men's etiquette and how much team and loyalty is part of who they are. And women tend to think how you get ahead is make your boss look stupid and let everybody see that you actually should have your boss's job. Where in the corporate world, how you get ahead is you make your boss look great and he gets promoted and puts you in the position you just vacated. So it's, so based upon what you just said, then empowering men you'd have a whole lot of fun with it and the women would become much more effective in understanding what they can expect from different men and how to bring out the best in them, which then the men are like, I like having her around because I'm awesome when she's around.
Cool. Excellent. Thank you. Those are my questions.
Beautiful. Yay. Thank you so much. All right. And Ginger, I am getting you the microphone in time. And I'm going to put the hands down just so I can tell. Trina, if you have a follow-up question, if you would raise your hand newly so I can tell from before. Ginger, you have the microphone.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hi. Hi, where are you calling from?
I am calling from Austin, Texas. And I just met you in Dallas in October.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
What can I do for you today?
What?
What can I do for you today? What's your question?
Oh, okay. So I wanted to just ask about the different tracks of mastery and share with you, just get your advice on which track would lend itself to what I would like to do with women.
Okay.
And the goal is to work with groups of women, and I don't really know at this point if I want to do any speaking or anything like that. That's kind of a down-the-road thing. But right now it's working with small groups of women in person to mentor and teach them to live their lives from a place of, like, centered empowerment and really becoming a magnet for whatever they want to be, like, fairly effortlessly attracted into their lives instead of having to go out and hunting for it. And as part of that, I feel like your teaching is, like, foundational to shifting women out of that, you know, stuck in the hunting masculine mode. And so I was looking at both the empowering men and the intentional dating, because the outcome is the result I want to give them is a sense of really being a magnet and a sense of radiance that I feel your philosophy is core to being that magnet to both men and other opportunities. So I just wanted to get your feedback initially on those two different paths and what you thought, how it fits with my outcome.
Normally we relate to the term track as the difference between professional certification or coaching certification. I think you're asking more about a topic series, right? Because
yes.
Just by virtue of that you want to teach groups, that's professional certification.
Yes.
Okay. For the result that you want, interesting. Both empowering men and intentional dating would contribute to radiance in different ways. And as you know, radiance is the beauty that all women can have. It has nothing to do with how your features are organized.
Yes,
it's correct. It's energetic and it's spiritual.
Yes.
So one of the ways that women end up with radiance is by learning to honor themselves instead of the cave woman within.
Yes.
Right? So intentional dating is really supportive of that. Understand how your cave woman is dating with the advice of the voice, that critical voice in your head. Neither of them will ever produce radiance. The ideal woman, cave woman, strategic alliance will never, ever produce radiance. So understanding that and learning to honor yourself in the dating process is one way to contribute to what you're talking about. The other way is when women understand men better and see them in their own kind of beauty that men have, women end up more confident. So when they're not beating their heads against the wall trying to get something out of a knight that isn't available to he's a prince, they stay more confident, right? When they understand how they can use focus to create connection instead of it being the enemy of connection, they end up more confident. Confident ends up in radiant.
Mm-hmm.
So both series will contribute to that commitment that you have to radiance. They just would contribute in very different ways.
Yeah.
And so when you're teaching these series, you don't have to call them what we call them. I mean, we give you the wordings for each topic so that you can advertise your teachings well. That's why we describe them. But if you thought, for example, that your audience would come in thinking empowering men is the last thing they want to do, but you know it's the thing they need to learn to do.
Right, yeah.
Right? You know,
yeah, you teach them what they
you can do the ethical, somebody called it stealth marketing. You can do the ethical stealth marketing where you know, what you're advertising is, you know, be radiant through finding out how much men want to give to you. And then you're teaching empowering men topics. So that's more of a how do you have people find out they need something that they don't know they need, which has always been, you know, that's always been our marketing challenge with Kelly talking about branding. So it just depends, and my advice is going to come down to which excites you more, because then you're going to be in your element if dating it excites you and transforming that excites you, that's going to work the best for you. If empowering men and those eight topics excite you, then that would ultimately end up being the best for you to access that same thing you're talking about.
Got it. Okay. Well, that's a good answer. Whatever's more fun.
Exactly. Both will contribute to radiance. So do the one that contributes to yours.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Great question, Ginger. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, we are at the top of the hour. I want to acknowledge that for anyone who needs to go. And I'm going to stay on and see if I can answer Trina's last question, and then we'll conclude. So you're also welcome to stay. Trina, you have the microphone.
Yeah, just one quick question. On empowering women, on the prerequisites, it has on there to attend any live Queen's Code Challenge, which was the Understanding Women program that you have. Is that fulfilled if you have, like, I purchased the Understanding Women DVD set, and I've watched that actually several times. Is that fulfilled that way, or do you still need to do the on-demand program or attend a workshop?
Yeah, it's not fulfilled buy the Understanding Women DVD because we have profoundly altered and expanded the Empowering Women material since that DVD was filmed almost a dozen years ago. So back when we did that, we illuminated women's behaviors through the lens of being a gatherer and through the lens of being the smaller and weaker gender, which you know since you've watched it so many times.
Yeah.
A year and a half ago, I completely revised the program based on that most women spend most of their time hunting instead of gathering. And that what makes women, So what makes women such a moving target for men is that she actually has two completely different and opposing operating systems that she can be in one or the other. She can switch from one to the other at a moment's notice. She can go from a hunter to a gatherer or a gatherer to a hunter. And then what supported her a moment ago now infuriates her.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why men ask, but it worked yesterday. Well, honey, you were dealing with a gatherer. Why is it working today? Because she's hunting. Well, how can I tell she's hunting? This is how you can tell. The new Understanding Women workshop is light years ahead of the old one. We still have the old one out there because it's so much better than nothing. And when Understanding Women goes on demand, so 24/7 people will be able to do it by webinar on December 2nd, we'll probably have a fire sale for the old Understanding Women DVD, and we won't produce it anymore.
Oh, okay. All right, awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good information, but it's too out of date for me anymore. So the Empowering Women series is based on the current Understanding Women workshop, and that's why you would need to do it live, the two-day workshop, or do the on-demand program.
Or the on-demand. Okay, perfect. Good to know. All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You'll love it. It's hot.
Yeah, I'm excited because I love the other one. So.
Yeah. Well, and in the old Understanding Women, we didn't even talk about female sexuality or maternal instincts. What were we thinking?
Yeah.
Well, we fixed that problem with the new one.
Oh, that's awesome. That is great. Yeah. So great.
All right, Tina, thank you for a great question.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Kelly, let me see what I can do, but then I got to go. I'm late.
Quick. I took all the courses, but it was before they were the Queen's Code, and you just mentioned how some of them have been redone. So I took it when it was Understanding Women and Women and Sex and all that. So does that mean I have to retake those? I thought I had handled all my prerequisites. So I'm concerned.
Okay, only if you, so we're always updating everything.
Right.
We just are. If you're in Empowering Women, if you want to do that series, then like I was telling Trina, you have to do the new one.
Took Empowering Women. I mean, I just took Understanding Women in Atlanta.
Oh, just a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Oh, then you would be set for Empowering Women. Yeah.
Okay.
So you would be set for that. The others, depending, like if you're doing what you want to do with me, then you definitely should either be in the premiere or see the on-demand of the Queen's Code, the new Queen's Code workshop, what used to be Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women. Because it is off the charts, and we're going where we've never gone before, and it would be completely part of a program for African-American women. And just for yourself, I would recommend it. And you get to do it as a reviewer, so it'd be a reviewer price since you did Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women. But to be up to date, I would encourage you to do that. For prerequisites of mastery, it's fine to have the old Queen course. We have updated it, but as long as people need to have the Queen's Code for Life so that you take care of your well-being during the program.
Okay, perfect. That's fair enough.
All right. Fair enough. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, I'm going to open the microphone so we can say goodbye because it makes me happy. Bye, everybody.